This chain link fence bugs Will Kennedy. It severs the bike trail on the Sacramento River. On one side of the fence, it's a public trail. On the other side, the whole riverbank belongs to some of the most expensive homes in the city's pocket neighborhood. Kennedy wants the city to buy them out.
The goal is to eventually, you know, open up this land. Make it so that in a few years, you know, my little daughter's two right now, I'd love to get her on a bike and just go down the river as far as the eye could see.
A mile away, in Meadowview,
close the door for Dada.
Yeah, I'll get
Daryl Lucien locks the gate to his house and walks to the neighborhood library, and next to it, this bare plot of city-owned land.
It's full of weeds and trash and debris.
Lucien says it reinforces a narrative of blight and decay his lower-income neighborhood is trying to dispel.
Every now and then, I have to call 311 and report the city to the city, so that they can clean up their mess.
Both Lucien and Kennedy are pushing their local officials to take action. They'll organize neighbors and contact their council members. Kennedy is a high school teacher whose first foray into politics came at his school. He says students had to walk a mile from where the bus dropped them off.
I put together a petition, got our councilmen involved too, and sure enough, they moved the bus stop.
It's small potatoes compared to wars or international trade deals, but Lucien, who works for a state assemblyman, says these decisions and the local officials who make them often play a more direct role in our day-to-day lives.
I mean, these are the people who were responsible for just your quality of life, making sure that your neighborhoods are clean, your roads are paved, police services, and making sure that response times are good.
Political consultant Mike Madrid says they can also influence state and federal actions. For example, a ban on plastic bags.
It was getting no traction in the state legislature for 8 years. Local governments were taking policy positions that effectively forced the hand of the legislature to act.
And Madrid says a vote in a district of 10,000 has more effect than in a statewide race of 40 million. That's math.
You, by nature, have more impact.
But local elections also draw some of the most dismal voter turnout. Sacramento City Councilman Larry Carr represents Meadowview and acknowledges the disinterest.
It's way down ticket. It's less money is spent on those campaigns, very little TV advertising, because it's just not cost effective for the size of the districts. And so it's more difficult for people to get interested in.
So here's the paradox. Local officials draw the least votes and interest, but they're also the ones voters can most directly influence.
Thank you, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning.
On a recent Saturday, Carr held a public meeting in Meadowview to tout his accomplishments and hear concerns. Charlotte Coran wants more after-school programs.
I know, especially in Detroit Boulevard area, we don't really have much.
At Coran's table, others say the community input makes a difference. B.J. Barrett.
He comes and he asks if this is something that's high on the priority of his constituents.
Yeah.
He tackles it.
Yeah.
Charles Boykins is less convinced.
Honestly, I just think a lot of it just be show. We'll talk, we'll do a little things, but next year we'll be here at the same time talking about the same stuff.
Probably with the same people in attendance. Only a small minority of constituents reach out to their local officials, except on the most controversial topics. That means where citizens can have the most influence, there's only a few hands exerting it. In Sacramento, I'm Ben Bradford.